The Flamboyant Sibling. This is the story of Chateau Léoville Poifere in Saint-Julien-Bordeaux, written by Lisa Perotti Brown for The Wine Palette. In the pantheon of Bordeaux's left bank greats, the trio of Léoville estates in Saint-Julien coexist with a touch of sibling rivalry. All three, Léoville Lacasses, Léoville Barton, and Léoville Poifere, trace their lineage to a single, sprawling vineyard once owned by Alexandre de Gasque, the Lord of Léoville. The social upheavals of the French Revolution fragmented that holding and set in motion a chain of events that, by the mid-19th century, had begotten three neighboring, yet stylistically singular, second-growth chateaux. For many Bordeaux collectors, Léoville Poifere has an unabashedly flamboyant personality. The Léoville estate was defragmented over successive decades. In 1826, Hugh Barton, an Irish expatriate and scion of one of Ireland's great wine families, established Léoville Barton on a discrete portion of the original holding. 14 years later, in 1840, siblings Pierre-Jean and Jean Lascassès divided the remaining land. Pierre-Jean founded Léoville Lascassès. Jean's holdings became Chateau Léoville Poifere. All three vineyards were firmly established by the time of the 1855 classification, where they earned equal status as deuxième cru, second growths. Yet from that point forward, the shared heritage gave way to distinct identities, shaped by family stewardship, management philosophy, and terroir expression. Where Lascasses forged a reputation for intellectual gravitas and Barton for structural austerity, Poifere gradually came to embody an expressive, generous style that would distinguish it among Saint-Julien's otherwise measured ranks. The defining modern chapter of Léoville Poifere began in 1920 when the Cuvelier family acquired the estate. But it was not until 1979, when Didier Cuvelier assumed management in his mid-20s, that the chateau's latent potential began to be systematically realized. Didier's tenure was characterized by bold, strategic investment and a willingness to rethink every facet of the property. Shortly after taking the helm, he initiated an ambitious program to recalibrate the vineyard and cellar toward a clearer articulation of quality and identity. Facilities were overhauled, with multiple waves of modernization culminating as recently as 2014. And the contours of the vineyards were meticulously mapped to better understand their soil diversity. In 1994, Didier brought aboard Michel Rollon, whose long-standing consultancy helped refine the wine's texture and approach to phenolic ripeness and extraction. But perhaps most consequential was Didier's commitment to the vineyard itself. Over nearly two decades, he oversaw a comprehensive replanting program, expanded plantings, and a reshaping of the estate's varietal composition. The vineyard footprint swelled from 48 hectares to 80, with a shift toward a higher proportion of Cabernet Sauvignon, while Petit Verdot was introduced into the blend for the first time. By the time Didier stepped back from day-to-day management, Léoville Poifere had been transformed from a cluster of disparate holdings into a terroir-responsive mosaic capable of producing wines of remarkable breadth and personality. Unlike its stablemates, Poifere's vineyard parcels are not concentrated in a singular, contiguous block. Instead, they are dispersed across the commune of Saint-Julien, encompassing a wide range of elevations, aspects, and soil types. This distinction is fundamental to both the opportunity and the challenge of the estate. The famous L'Enclos parcel at Léoville Lascassez, a contiguous block of gravelly soils abutting Chateau Latour, and Léoville Barton's comparatively smaller, more homogeneous holdings suggest a degree of terroir uniformity by comparison. At Poifere, however, gravel, clay, and limestone interweave across plots, offering a rich palette of structural and aromatic potential. That varietal and soil diversity can yield profound complexity in the bottle, if managed precisely. Yet it demands a level of vineyard and canopy management that few estates face. variable ripening curves, site-specific vigor, and microclimatic nuance require exacting attention from pruning through harvest. The Cuvelier family's vineyard strategy, emphasizing careful selection, site-matched blends, and a nuanced understanding of microterroir, enabled Léoville Poifere to unlock this complexity without sacrificing coherence. Since 2018, leadership has transitioned to the next generation. Sarah Lecomte Cuvelier, Didier's niece, now serves as managing director, bringing a renewed focus on both quality and engagement. Alongside her, her sister, Anne Cuvelier, has taken the lead in expanding the chateau's wine tourism and hospitality offerings, stretching the estate's reach beyond traditional markets and tasting rooms. Their stewardship reinforces continuity while inviting fresh perspective, an embodiment of the chateau's dual identity, deeply rooted in history, yet consistently forward-leaning. During a recent tasting of vintages from 2000 to the present, Sarah and I explored how Léoville Poifere's distinct personality unfolds over time. What stands out first is consistency of quality. Over two decades and across a wide stylistic range of Bordeaux vintages, Poifere delivers wines that are unmistakably expressive, richly textured, and nuanced. But the estate's signature, a kind of radiant opulence, comes into sharpest relief in drier, sunny years. 2005, 2009, 2010, 2015, 2016, 2018, and 2019 all showcase the house style with crystalline clarity. Among these, three vintages offered particularly vivid experiences. 2009, velvety and expansive, with layers of dark fruit, exotic spice, and a generosity of mid-palate that feels almost Barolo-like in its breadth. Tannins are polished yet present, giving the wine a sense of poised tension beneath its flamboyant exterior. 2016, a vintage that combines classic Bordeaux precision with textural richness. Here, the Cabernet core is firm and articulate. The Merlot elements lend supple flesh, and a hint of Petit Verdot enriches the aromatic spectrum. 2019, perhaps the most emblematic of Poifere's contemporary voice, generous, perfumed, and sumptuous, yet grounded by an underlying structure that promises long-aging potential. 2022, one of the densest, most powerful expressions of the estate, needing time to fully reveal all its layers, yet already displaying its signature of plush, juicy opulence. For collectors and enthusiasts drawn to wines that balance power with polish, complexity with immediacy, these vintages represent Léoville Poifere at its most compelling. However, the bright, energetic 2023 vintage is no shrinking violet, and will certainly turn the heads of those who crave perfumed energy coupled with more immediate gratification. In the context of the Léoville triumvirate, Poifere is often described as the out-of-the-gate gorgeous sibling, less austere than Barton, less monolithic than Las Cases, and more openly hedonistic in youth without a corresponding loss of depth. That characterization might underestimate the precision inherent in the wines, but it captures something fundamental. This is a chateau comfortable with beauty and intensity, as expressions of terroir, not simply byproducts of richness. The interplay of Saint-Julien's gravelly soils, Cabernet-driven structure, and the estate's unique varietal balance yields wines that are as rewarding in their early allure as they are in long-term development. Chateau Léoville Poifere stands today as one of Saint-Julien's most fascinating second growths, a wine with brains as well as charisma. Its evolution over the past half century, guided by dedicated stewardship and strategic terroir investment, has yielded a signature wine that both honors Bordeaux tradition and embraces a distinct, generous personality.